The city of Springfield, Massachusetts, plans to have a feasibility study done on building a municipal broadband network. Exploring a fiber-to-the-home project in Springfield comes at a time when the pandemic has led to more remote work and study and exposed a large digital divide. There's now also the availability of federal funds from the American Rescue Plan to possibly pay for the infrastructure for the broadband network. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno's office announced the plans for a feasibility study following a meeting with department heads and City Councilor Jesse Letterman, who has been championing the idea. Letterman spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
There are a few key areas that we'll need specific information on if we're going to establish a municipal fiber network in the city of Springfield. First and foremost, we need to know the logistical and infrastructure requirements of setting something like this up in the city. We also want to engage with the community to understand what they see as their needs around internet access, and also, what price points individuals are going to be looking to come in at. We want to make sure that we can bring a network online that will meet the needs of the people of Springfield, and also do so in an affordable way. We also want to use this as an opportunity to ascertain the state of internet access across the city of Springfield. So we're hopeful that this study, in addition to giving us the sort of logistical information that we need to move forward with a process like this in the future, that it will also give us a picture of equity across the city of Springfield and where we might be lacking in terms of communities' access to the internet. So there really is a number of benefits to completing this study that will, allow us to look forward to the future of establishment of this type of network, and also what we need to be doing to make sure that everybody in Springfield is able to access the internet fairly.
Is there a sense that there is a digital divide in Springfield, and perhaps it is growing?
Absolutely. The COVID-19 pandemic made a few things very clear. Number one is that the internet has become an essential utility for residents and businesses. During COVID, the internet was really the primary way in which people were able to access education, able to continue, in some cases, to work and conduct commerce, interact with local government, access healthcare resources. That was a primary function. And so we know that we have to do more to ensure that our internet access in Springfield is capable, that it is affordable, that it is high speed, and that it is accessible to all of our communities. But we also started to see the gaps that exist. And a number of organizations, including Bay State Health, have actually been doing some very strong work around looking at that divide already. I'm hopeful we'll be able to engage them in these efforts on the municipal side, because we know that digital divide, that gap does exist. And so we need to make sure that if we move forward in providing this option to Springfield residents, that we address that as well. When you look at the responsibility of local government, providing essential utilities and making sure that those utilities are provided fairly and with access to all of our constituents, that's some of our top responsibilities. So it fits very well, I think, with the responsibilities of local government.
What are some of the challenges the city of Springfield might face if they were to attempt to launch a municipal fiber network?
Certainly, launching a municipal fiber network in the city of Springfield is going to be different than launching it in some of the other communities that we've seen in the Commonwealth and across the nation, simply because of the size of the city of Springfield. Obviously, we have 17 different neighborhoods across Springfield. Each of them is unique in terms of their infrastructure. We have a lot more multifamily dwellings and apartment buildings. So there is a logistical side to this that we want to make sure we understand really well. And then the other piece is the cost. Coming with that size will be the cost, and this is something that we are already beginning to advocate for with our federal representatives. We want to make sure that once we have the table set, so to speak, in terms of what we need to do to move forward, that we will see the funds available to make it happen. Listen, almost every suburban community around the city of Springfield either has already moved towards establishing a fiber network or already has one up and running. And we have to make sure that Springfield residents have access to the same types of resources and options for internet access as those in the suburbs. It is a question of equity and justice, in my opinion, and we are going to be fighting to make sure that the federal government recognizes that we cannot allow Springfield to fall behind when it comes to internet access. And that's a big reason for doing this now, so that we can say, look, we've taken the steps necessary. We're ready to go. We understand the logistical piece to this. We understand how to make sure that it is going to be equitable, affordable, accessible, and capable. And now we need to move forward with the support of the federal government. This would be one of the largest infrastructure investments that the city has made in a few generations. But looking back at how essential it's become, I think it's a clear choice to do so.
What's the timeline for doing the feasibility study?
So we'll need to bid. We'll need to do a competitive RFP to select a contractor consultant to conduct the feasibility study. I would expect once we select somebody, we'd be looking at 6 months to a year, depending on exactly what we decide to do in terms of outreach. We want to make sure, like I said, that we really are engaging the community in this, that it's a community-driven effort and is driven by the understandings that we gain from the community, especially in terms of what they're looking for and the price points that we need to be at. So it will take some time in order to ascertain all that information. But in the meantime, we will be continuing to advocate to our federal representatives to make sure that when the time comes, we're ready.